The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, Stamp Tramps. The Green Hornet strikes again. It was late afternoon. A large black sedan pulled over to the curb and stopped in a section of the city crowded with tenement houses, small shops, and stores. To any casual observer, the three men lounging within the automobile might have been discussing the ball game. Such was their attitude of complete indifference to their surroundings. But the man behind the wheel spoke, and his voice, low and tensely drawn, carried the sharp warning of danger.
All right, Fred. This is it.
Okay, boss. You'll hear from me in a day or so. Maybe sooner.
Now, don't be in a hurry. Just take it easy. And remember, you're walking into something that's dynamite. If these rats get the least bit suspicious, you're a dead pigeon.
Squab, Chief. Not pigeon. Still young and tender.
Don't take chances, Fred. These guys make mud of their business. And they don't mind working overtime.
Yeah. Well, if you don't hear from me in 30 days, you can send in a couple of St. Bernards. See you later, fellas.
Good luck.
Well, this won't be like living at the Savoy, but it ought to be cheaper.
What is it?
Mrs. D'Alestino?
What do you want?
I'm working over at Prentice. One of the guys said you had a room to rent.
Yeah? What shift you work in?
A swing shift. 4 to 12 this week.
Wait a minute.
Wish I had x-ray eyes or ears or something. Might know what's going on behind them.
Come on in. You can have the whole bedroom upstairs. $12.50 a week in advance.
$12.50?
You ain't got to take it if you don't want to.
Yeah. Okay. Here you are. 10, 11, 12, and 4 bits. You can make out the receipt and leave it in my room. Which way?
Right up the stairs. It's the room on the right. Here's your key. Say, what's your name?
Baker. Fred Baker.
You've been working the Prentice very long?
I just started last night. Well, guess I'll go get this suitcase unpacked. Oh, say, any mail comes for me, don't leave it laying around the hall, will you? Might be important.
Well, I ain't responsible for people's mail. But if I see any with your name on it, I'll put it in your room.
Thanks.
A few days later at Mrs. D'Alestino's rooming house.
You in there, Mr. Baker? Got a letter for you. I don't know why he can't get his letters off the table in the hallway like the rest. Getting so roomless, expect regular hotel service. He don't care much how his room looks. Everything thrown every way, which way around the place. Didn't even put a suitcase in the closet. Oh, well. Now what would that young man be owning a gun for? And what's all this stuff here? Looks like... Looks like I better open up this letter and find out just how important it is. Dear Fred, Thanks for information. Sit tight and don't take chances. We'll be ready to move in soon. Regards, Merrill. No, it ain't possible. He's just a kid. He's either a cop or one of the mob. Either way, he's looking for Chugger. I gotta get to Chugger right away. Gotta let Chugger know they're after him. I've gotta hurry.
Yep.
Okay, Chief. Tell the boys to saddle up and don't spare the horses.
Fred, I was getting worried about you. Everything all set?
Sure. I left some junk laying around my room. Wrote myself a nice little letter from you. The old gal really got excited. Guess she couldn't figure out whether I was a cop or just another killer. Anyhow, she almost broke a leg getting over to Chugger's hideout.
Where are you now?
Drugstore. Corner of Sycamore and 4th Street.
What's Chugger's address? We'll be there in 5 minutes.
Hey, just a minute, fella. I ain't through with this phone yet.
Yes, you are, pal. You're all through.
What? Fred, give me Chugger's address.
Listen, copper. Better call off your dogs. Somebody might get hurt.
That's enough for tonight. Chugger, allow me to congratulate you. We're not having inherited the natural stupidity of your charming mother.
Now, say, is that supposed to be a smart remark?
My dear madam, you came very near destroying us all today by falling for a very clumsy and very obvious trap. I want you all to realize that you're being hunted by every federal agent in this territory. The killing of a special investigator.
Ah, forget it, Mr. Appleton. I knew right away when she told me about that junk in the guy's room that it was all a plant. Believe me, I got out fast and spotted the guy that was tailing her. Followed him right into the drugstore and tagged him. Right in the phone booth. So that's that.
Your method of direct approach to the problem in this instance is very commendable. However, for the present time, I think it would be advisable for your mother to remain away from that rooming house.
What? Say ain't gonna do nothing of the kind. If you think
Why don't you shut up and listen, huh?
You will stay away from there. Indefinitely. Is that clear?
Go on with your speech.
As you all know, we've been making very difficult progress lately. Now that it has been necessary for us to remove this special investigator, our work will be harder than before.
Well, you're the leader. What do you want that you ain't getting from us?
I want you to help me bring one more member into our organization.
Yeah? Who is it you want?
A very clever criminal known as the Green Hornet.
I guess maybe you don't know that the Hornet is strictly a lone wolf, huh? Never plays along with nobody. And besides, just how do you suppose one of us would get in touch with that fella, huh?
You won't. But you can certainly arrange to have the Green Hornet get in touch with us.
Yeah? How?
By letting it be known that you, Chugger, D'Alestino, are very anxious to reach the Green Hornet. That there is a considerable amount of money involved for him. And unless the gentleman's talents have been greatly exaggerated, I think he will manage to find you at his leisure.
Yeah. But supposing the Hornet don't like your proposition, then what?
Find him, or rather let him find you. Then bring him to me, D'Alestino, and I promise you that he will have no choice in the matter. I can promise you that.
Listen. You go fixing a double cross on that baby, and we'll all be in the soup.
Right now, I'm not concerned with methods as much as results. I suggest that you all adopt the same attitude. And now get busy, all of you. I want to come face to face with your famous genius of the underworld, the Green Hornet.
Green Hornet? Don't make me laugh. That guy is strictly small potatoes. Now me, I could make this Hornet baby a very interesting proposition. Yes, sir. I could show the Green Hornet some very interesting angles. You guys make me sick. How do I know there is any Green Hornet? Yeah, and if he's such a smart operator, why don't he come around and get in on something that's good, huh? If you ask me, the guy's a phony. Yeah. And you mugs can tell him Chugger Delestino said so.
Now, look, O'Malley. Just get this and forget where you heard it, see? You're a pretty good copper, and if I can help you out, Well, anyhow, I understand the Chugger is trying to team up with the Green Hornet, see? Yeah. And if that happens, you guys are going to have some real headaches.
Sure, sure I can make a story out of that. Oh, and thanks, O'Malley. Maybe I'll send you some passes for the Burlicue show next week.
Oh, Lowry, for heaven's sakes, how do you dream up all this malarkey anyway?
Hiya, Casey, old kid. What are you beefing about, sweetheart? Just as if I didn't know, huh?
Oh, this bunch of bourgeois about D'Alestino and the Green Hornet. I was just reading it.
Well, that's your answer, Casey. There's a couple of million other people, more or less, reading it, too. Only they pay a nickel for the privilege. And a few of those nickels go to make up your salary each week.
You said it, brother. A few of those nickels is right. But what's the idea of glorifying those two tramps, anyway? D'Alestino's the biggest crook since Dillinger. And as for the Green Hornet, well, he must be a regular Frankenstein.
Why, Miss Case, how vociferous you are this morning.
Well,
good morning,
Mr. Reed.
Good morning.
Casey doesn't approve of my literary talents, boss.
Not when it comes to ballyhooing a pair of criminals.
Criminals?
Oh, I just picked up a couple angles over at headquarters. Oh, did you read my story on D'Alestino?
Look, Lowry, don't I get enough headaches around this newspaper without having to read the thing, too?
Well, you're the guy that's offering 25 grand reward for the Green Hornet, so I thought
that
you...
What about the Green Hornet?
Well, O'Malley was telling me that the cops got a tip on D'Alestino and the Hornet getting together, see? So I made a story out of it. Because if that should happen, man, there'll be fireworks like Doolittle over Tokyo.
It just doesn't seem possible that a pair of gangsters like the Green Hornet and Chugger D'Alestino could be running loose.
Yeah, that's right, Miss Case. Inspector Merrill of the police department has announced that new evidence uncovered since the murder of Special Investigator Fred.
Well, how about that? The man said that's right, Miss Case, and walks off with my paper.
Casey, I want to be around to watch Reed on the day they catch the Green Hornet. I'll bet you the guy lays awake nights trying to figure out how it can be done.
Hello? Mr. Reed's apartment?
Cato, have you read Lowry's story in the Sentinel?
Yes, sir. Very amusing story. I've been expecting a call from you.
Yeah, and if I can still put two and two together and make four, someone else is expecting a call from me, right?
Newspaper story sounds very much like an invitation, yes?
Sounds like an invitation for a certain party to go out and hang himself. Well, you might get busy and mix up a batch of rat poison. We may go visiting tonight.
The Green Hornet, mysterious, elusive phantom of the underworld, appearing out of nowhere to vanish with the speed of light before the eagerly outstretched fingers of the law. It was nearly midnight when Britt Reed awoke in his well-furnished apartment. The icy shock of a cold shower brought quick alertness to the man, and grim realization of the danger that lay ahead in the night.
Cato.
Yes, Mr. Britt?
You got that list of addresses?
Yes, sir.
Well, somewhere along the line, we should be able to pick up a lead on the whereabouts of my self-appointed partner, Mr. D'Alestino, the rat.
Perhaps the whole scheme is a trap for Green Hornet.
Perhaps. Of course it's a trap. The thing for us to do is to see if we can spring that trap from the outside. Is everything ready? Gas gun, Hornet mask?
All ready, Mr. Britt.
Grab your rabbit's foot, and as soon as I get dressed, we'll be on our way.
Moments later, stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passage built within the wall of the apartment house itself. This passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, superpowered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front rose automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
dozen different parts of the city, the Green Hornet appeared.
You gotta believe me. If I knew where the chugger was hiding out, I'd tell you in a minute, because I know he wants to see you. But I don't know.
There was a time when D'Alestino used to trust me with his address, but not anymore. And listen, Hornet, don't give him a chance or he'll sure throw you to the coppers. Do you hear?
Hello, Mike. How's everything in the pickpocket train?
What the... Holy smoke, the Green Hornet.
Now look, Mike, it's getting late. I got things to do. So we'll start right off with a $50 question. Where can I find Chugger D'Alestino?
Huh? I don't know. I ain't seen him for months.
I didn't ask if you'd seen him. I just want to know where he is.
Well, honest, I ain't holding out. I'm just dumb about such things, see?
The only thing that's dumb about you, Mike, is the line of work you're in. Here. Here's $100. Does that help your memory?
Oh, when did Chugger ever found out?
Relax. Haven't you heard? He wants to see me.
Forget where you got the address, won't you?
Sure, fella. You bet.
He's laying up on your sycamore. It's a bookstore run by a guy.
Yes, sir. You boys can be very proud of yourselves. Yes, indeed. This is a real patriotic job you're doing, Mr. Appleton.
Yes, that's right, Chugger. We're going to relieve the food shortage by printing up ration stamps for the people.
Sure. There's lots of poor people who won't have red points enough to buy their groceries if it wasn't for us. Here. You guys gather around and I'll pass them out. Yes, sir. Nice, fresh red ration stamps. Right off the old press. Here you are. There's $100 worth for you, Lefty.
Okay, sir.
Here you are, Mac. Shorty, Butch. Don't none of you guys get ideas about holding out, see? All right, get going. Don't want any of you mugs around here after daylight.
Yeah, that's enough for tonight. Luigi, shut off the press. Chugger, you come upstairs with me. I want to talk to you. After what happened today, I think we'd better start looking for new headquarters.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to find a better spot than this.
One moment till I find the key. There. Wait. The door. It's unlocked.
Huh? Maybe you forgot to lock it, Mr. Rattle.
Come on in. Place is yours.
What is this?
Green Hornet.
The next time you boys sent me an invitation, please include the address. Come in, Chugger.
So, it seems that your reputation for getting around is well deserved.
Yeah. Took a little time to find the place, but I got here. Well, what lies on your illegal mind, Chugger?
Well, one moment, please. Before we get to talking business, I'll give you $1,000 to tell me who steered you to this place.
Let's not waste time, my friend. I didn't come over here just for a car for our home. Now, what's the deal?
$2,000 for his name.
Listen, neighbors, I came over to sell my services, not my promises. Besides, you haven't got $2,000.
Now you're joking.
Well, if I am, the joke's on you. Go look in your safe.
But how did you...
Look, trap door's open and so's the safe.
Close your big mouth, Chugger. Next time, you'd better be here to entertain your company.
How much did you take?
Now, you're joking. I took the works, pal, and also a bundle of red points for my aunt in Peoria.
Well. The Green Hornet finally got here in very spectacular style. So you're the man who's never been outwitted. Until tonight.
What?
I knew that you'd get here eventually, Hornet. And so I took the liberty of preparing for your arrival. This little buzzer is connected to an alarm system. Now there are 6 men on guard throughout this building, ready and willing to shoot you on sight. That is, unless you are prepared to return the money you took and listen to my proposition.
It's certainly a noisy arrangement. Well, now let's see. There's for the money, that's gone.
What? Gone.
How?
Very simple. I used a carrier pigeon.
That's ridiculous. There was more than $70,000 in that safe.
Honest? Well, these pigeons of mine can't count, so I guess it's all right.
If the money isn't there, then you have an accomplice.
And if I do have an accomplice, then he knows where I am, and he knows where you are, and he knows where I intend to be in 5 minutes. And if I'm not there, well, brother, you'll hear some genuine alarms, FBI style. Now, do we understand each other, my clever fellow?
All right. Tugger, go tell the boys to get back to their work and forget that alarm.
Okay.
Chugger had half the brains you have.
He'd be the boss, hey, and you'd be working for him.
Back to work. Forget the alarm.
All right. What's your proposition?
I want you to go to Washington and break into the United States printing office.
Go ahead.
I have organized a counterfeit food stamp racket. In another month, we'll be organized from coast to coast.
Hmm.
Hornet, I can make you the quickest $1 million you ever dreamed of.
I'm listening.
You coming in with us, Hornet?
Be still, Chugger.
So?
The food stamps for the next issue will be changed. Different number systems, different colors. Completely changed over, see? Those new stamps are being printed right now. In Washington.
You want the new styles in advance, is that it?
Yes.
Then with about a dozen presses operating, you print up 6 months' supply, flood the country with them, take your cut, and get out.
Exactly. Are you interested?
Sure. For a half interest in the business, I'm interested.
Half interest?
Well, I'll be reasonable. What about Chugger and me and all the rest?
Okay. You and Chugger and all the rest go burgle the government printing office.
How soon can you do the job?
The sooner the better. I don't like to let my work pile up.
Fine, fine. It's a deal. And you'll get your money when we get ours.
Okay. With 70,000 of your dough on tap, I think I can trust you that much.
Hmm. Yes, yes. Oh, by the way, we're moving to a new location soon. Now let me know where we can get in touch with you, and I'll send you the address.
My friends, I don't trust anyone that much. And don't worry. I'll find your new location when I'm ready. All right, kiddo. Grab a taxi and get back to that bookstore neighborhood. There'll be a moving van there sometime today. Don't let it get out of your sight. And you can call me at the Daily Sentinel as soon as those rats make a move.
Hiya, Casey. You're looking for me, sweetheart?
I'm not, but Mr. Reed is. And he's in a very businesslike mood this morning, so take warning.
Oh, what do you mean, very businesslike mood? What's he got to worry about with us running the paper for him?
Okay, wise boy. Go right in and get your head bit off.
You're very funny, honey. Hi, boss. I hear you were looking for me.
Oh, so you hear I've been looking for you, huh? Well, did you ever hear of office hours, Mr. Lowry? And did you ever hear of any reporters in this town that would jump at the chance to work for the Daily Sentinel?
Why, no. I mean...
Get in here and shut that door. Sit down.
Yeah, sure. Lowry, I want you to drop everything you've been working on and start on a new assignment. I'm going to give you the headline. You can write the story yourself. Believe me, it better be good. Headline? What headline?
Well, this is it. Daily Sentinel declares war on food stamp racketeers. You got that?
Oh, my Aunt Gloria.
Never mind your Aunt Gloria. She may be one of them. Now, here's the rest of it. The Daily Sentinel will pay a reward of $1,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of any person engaged in selling counterfeit food ration stamps to the public. I get out of here and tell Gunnigan I want that story on page one.
Jeez, this is a new one.
Right. And without those petty racketeers to do the dirty work, the men at the head of this counterfeit ring would soon be out of business. And don't worry, the kind of people who buy ration stamps won't hesitate to turn them in for a nice fat reward. Hello? Oh, yes. Yes, Kato. What do you know about that? We'll have to drop in for a visit as soon as they get settled. Yeah. Goodbye. Cato, he just called up to tell me about some friends of ours that moved.
Oh, that's all? Gosh, it sure is hard to find a place nowadays.
Well, you're going to think so, Laurie, if you don't bet 400 on that story I just gave you. Now beat it, and let's see you get some action.
Hey, Extra, read all about it. Boots, stand ragged, exposed, daily central office reward. Central Extra.
Not me, Chugger. I ain't sticking my neck out to make $1,000 for somebody else. It's going to be tough enough with the Federals after us without having the customers turn us in. Count me out.
Reed talking.
This is Merrill at police headquarters, Reed. He wanted us to call you.
Oh, yes, Inspector Merrill. I received a very interesting letter in the mail this morning from a friend of yours. Well, here, I'll read it to you. Dear Mr. Reed, you'd better stick to printing newspapers and let me print food ration stamps. Otherwise, you'll wake up dead some morning like your pal, Fred Baker. And it's signed, The Green Hornet.
The Green Hornet? Listen, Reed, I've suspected him of being mixed up in this thing. And for heaven's sake, don't take any unnecessary chances.
Don't worry, Inspector Merrill. I'll be careful where the Green Hornet is concerned.
Wait a minute, Mr. Appleton. This is still a good racket. If I have to, I guess I can make that guy at the Sentinel shut up, see?
Trouble with you, Chugger, is you don't know when to quit. That newspaper has aroused so much public opinion against bootleg food stamps that our men will be reported, even if the reward offer were withdrawn.
Do you think that guy Reed will pay any attention to the letter you sent him?
Frankly, I don't. But at least it will serve to throw the police off our trail and onto the trail of the Green Hornet.
Well, I just hope he never finds out we put the coppers in him. Yeah. Guess I'm all set. You got a car out back?
Yes, certainly. Come on. And remember, every policeman in town is looking for you, Chugger. So
you two little playmates thought it'd be better if they started looking for the Green Hornet, huh?
Right.
Inside, you stamp tramps.
Now, wait a minute. You mustn't misunderstand, Hornet. We were just...
Yeah, I know. You were just going down to the drugstore by the way of New Orleans.
Well, you see, the racket's been getting pretty hot, so we was just going to lay low for a while, see?
Sure, pal. So I came over to tell you about a brand new gag, and it's wide open for a pair like you.
Yeah? What's that?
Gas rationing. It's different than what you've been used to.
Yeah? Is it good?
What are you driving at, Hornet?
Sure it's good, Chugger. I know how you can get gas without ration stamps or anything.
You do? How?
By trying to double-cross the Green Hornet, you cheap killer.
Look out, a gun.
No, wait.
Take
no.
it, you buzzers. All right, Cato. Go call the FBI. Wait for me at the car. I'll be down as soon as I show these boys the ropes.
Set the luxury, paper! Boot them rockets, mass Green Hornet and bombs! Read all about it! Green Hornet still at large. Set the luxury paper.
You have just heard the adventure, Stamp Tramps. These exciting dramas are sent to you each week at the same time. They are copyrighted features of the Green Hornet Incorporated. All characters, names, places, and incidents used in this drama are purely fictitious. Bob Height speaking. This program came to you from the studios of WXYZ in Detroit. This is the Blue Network.